Yeah, I can break it if you want. He just wants to himself, that's all.
Seems much calmer now. This night, this time of crying. This morning was time of kinnis. Well, everything's okay. We're sitting on chairs, but I'm trimming. It's not as bad as we thought it was. Of course, that's a mistake. That's not pshat. That's pshat. Pshat is at night, it's crying. In the morning is kinnis. And now we're time to think and to assess where we're up to. What happened over here? Where are we holding? And where do we go from here? Some people speak about benot l'chaverim. It's meaning it was chor because benot l'chaverim. That's the core of the matter. But I don't think that's the sugya here. Yesterday would have been a great idea to speak about benot l'chaverim. Last week, the Balbu. So Rashi B'Tam is wonderful. But not today. Why? In Shivas Matamas, we say slichas. In Tishma, we say kinnis. What's the difference between slichas and kinnis? It's the difference between if the chalila, chalila, achman islam, is a chayla, a sick person who just collapsed and a heart attack. So someone's standing there and crying. Stop crying. Call an ambulance. Call a hatsalah. Call a doctor. Do something. Crying. What are you crying for? Do something. Khalil, if the person dies, call an ambulance. It's too late. Forget the van. Don't call the ambulance. No reason to call that hatsalah. Sit and cry. Because with Hamas, it wasn't Chubin. Last week wasn't Chubin. Yesterday wasn't Chubin. You can still save something. Do something! Today, there's nothing to do. You sit and cry. It's a good idea to do. It might help for next year. But the matzah right now is the mason with the funnel. That's the matzah. The cold fact. So what's the sugi? What are you supposed to do besides crying? The Gemara says, the counselor went and told the king, Mordechai b'cha Yehudoi. The Yidden rebelled. He sent the korban, made the amun, the whole story. Mordechai says, Shod alai near in case, he sent near in case. A Roman general. Near in case he comes to Yerushalayim. He assesses the matzah. He's a general. And he sees, no problem. No problem. Might take a year, 2 years, you see the walls. How long could this last? How many soldiers, how many soldiers I have, how many people they have? How high is the walls? What can they throw from the top? He says to the Nazi, everything's okay. But he knows that history is full of cases, where the weak won over the strong. And after by the eaten. So, he takes an arrow, throws it to Mizrak, to Ma'ariv, Abu Tishmayim, throws it in Shulayim. Okay? We won. It's in our hands. But he's very careful. Okay, Yishlam is in our hands. We have no problem to conquer it. But what happens afterwards? He takes a tinuk and he says, "Psoy Kipsuk, what did you learn today in Cheder? Tell me what you learned today in Cheder." And the tinuk says, "Resati nikmasi be'edem b'yad am Yisrael." Nesati nikmasi be'edem b'yad am Yisrael. Even in case he says, "Kadbochu, boy, could you bring the chul lebeisay?" Kadbochu wants to. He machriv his house. Boy, lechbu yod ba hugava. Want to wipe his hands on me? But I'm not your towel. I'm not your hand towel. You want to wipe your hands? Find someone else. Want to machriv your house? Find someone else. Take a different general, not me. Maybe they say I'm not free. He once says, "Orak, also be a geyer, be nothing but a mayor." He went, became a geyer, and a mayor came out of him. I don't understand. Why was he a geyer? I understand. You're not a friar. I understand. So run away. Why join the enemy? Why become a geyer? And more than that, you're a Roman general. You know exactly what's going to happen. You know that Yerushalayim is going to be Chorev. We made you see money, and the arrows fell in Yerushalayim. You're someone who thinks ahead. You know what kind of bloodbath is going to be over here. You know what kind of shechita. A slaughter. You know Roman soldiers. You know what it looks like when Roman soldiers conquer a city. You want to commit suicide? Ozavigaya, what's that for? Why are you being Megaya? Run away! Why are you being Megaya? So I think Pshat is, he saw something that he couldn't fathom. Kuchibrichu boy the chmure base. Kuchibrichu wants to mach his house. Chavoyach. Hashem is very, very, very angry. Wants to mach his house. And he says, Boshas Maisi, in the middle of the chaos. In the middle of the cast, Hashem says, "Unasati nikmosi le'edem yad amim Yisrael." Anyone just touches my children, "Unasati nikmosi be'edem yad amim Yisrael." And then, before or against? Before or against? You're interested in being machmir be'Yisrael, or you just want to slap every? What are you trying to do? What's the plan? And then he saw the plan is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he's back in his house, and he's mole'av. someone who they and the king is even when he puts them down, he's malei av and he watches over them. I'm belonging to that nation. That's for me. The eternal. No one can ever win over them. Because even when you win over them, because Hashem said, I want to be machan bayis, and I'm going to beat up the one who starts up with them. That's the nature of eternity. That's for me. Also, the guy who never came near me. These brothers called the Mayu. That's Mayu. That's the word Mayu. Mayu means meeting. It's the time we meet the Hashem. At night, we sit on the floor. In the morning, we sit on the floor. And by Mincha, we sit on the chair. I met with Hashem, Kovei Raimoyi. There's no Tachmi. I met with Hashem, Kovei Raimoyi. I met Hashem. I found his anger and his love at the same time. Simultaneous. That's simultaneously. The dead man. Chetiva Achat. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Babo, and a father, Avimi yesterday, Babo, cup of water. So Babo brings him the cup of water, and Avimi fell asleep. Babo is standing there with the cup of water, waiting for Avimi to wake up. So it says, while he was waiting, he started Nusa and he said, Pshat the Mizvah also. Rashi says, a few Pshat, one of Pshat, Rashi is, that he had a kasha. It says in Pshat Mizvah also, Lehim bo brain menach nasecho. Timur is hecha kotchecho. Some of us he shlaim lehim. The gun came into your nachlo. Mizmalasov, Kadachka, let's go dancing. Mizmalasov, Kinalasov, everybody lay. What's so happy about this? And while he's standing here with the cup, waiting for his father to wake up, he said, Pshat, Shabbat Hamasa, lay to my body, but they kill you, Shabbat Hamasa. So first thing you have to pshat, what's after we took a cup of water? But besides that, what's pshat in etzim yisoyed? Shabbat chamos v'etzim abonim v'kira yiskira yisoyed chamos. I know by a person who is very, very angry and he might, for either, harm someone. If you break something, it comes down. The Rambam says it's chayv and shabbat. It's not mekalkin, it's mesakin. Into Shitas Rambam. It works not like that. If the Mechayev Kloyer, Mechayev Kloyer. That's the point of breaking. Calm down. My heart, what is it? I said Pshat. Maybe I said over here. You have a husband who feels betrayed by his wife. Feels very, very, very hurt. And his anger is boiling. And he feels that he's going to lose control. It might come in the kuch nefesh, who knows what's going to happen to him. He's hurt and his anger is losing control. At the last minute, he runs to his wife, grabs the wedding ring, throws it on the floor, smashes it with his foot. He says, I have no cash with you, get out of my house. the hurt and the anger is because of the kiruv. They're so close. Once he broke the wedding ring, they're not so close. That some woman hurt him? Who cares? Shafach Hamas Aleitz Havana, because Baruch Hu broke the Chediyichu. Broke the womb of Kesher between us. Get out of my house! I have no Kesher with you. There's a mice of Av. And someone who sees it sees a mice of sinner. This is hatred. And Avimi knew, Avavoy knew, it's not hatred, it's Av. How did he know? He's standing here with a cup of water, waiting for his father to wake up. And his father is sleeping. Father's not even noticing him. He doesn't care about him. And he's still standing. Why are you standing like you're going? Take a chair, put it down, put the cup. And go away, why are you standing like you're going? That's it, Eric. Because I love my father. I want to give my father the cup. But you don't see your father's not he's not interested in me. My Abba to my father is Abba shamelessly with no. I don't care how my father, what his yachas to me is. My Abba remains. And then he realized with Av, Gemara says in Kedushin, told the Moshe Kibbutz that could go. If my Kibbutz Abba is Abba Shem Tzvi Yibadova, Kedushin is also to us, is also Abba Shem Tzvi Yibadova. There's no such thing that Hashem did a mice's sin. There's no such thing. It's Abba Shem Tzvi Yibadova. I know Pshat. There's a mice of Av. Shabbat Chavash Reisim Abonim. There's a mice of Hatzolo. Mizmo La'osof. Let's go dancing. This was the day of Moed. We meet a Kodesh Baruch. We find his Av. What's our Avodah? There's nothing to say. It's gone. It's gone now. What do we do now? What we do now? We mechazik the Av. I'm talking about myself. A bunch of technocrats. I don't know if you're allowed to say a joke in Tisha, but if it's not funny, it's okay. You say one time, someone came to his Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I dreamt about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebbe says, no. Why are you making such a big deal about it? Someone thinks by day, dreams by night. Rebbe, I don't dream. I don't have a chance to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu by day. The morning I wake up, I have to go to daven. I finish davening. I have to go to Kodesh. I learn first Seder, finish first Seder, go to Mincha. Finish Mincha, go to second Seder. Second Seder, I've got to daven. We finish daven, go to I don't think about Kodesh all day. I don't have a minute to think about it. What time either davening or learning? Learning davening. Who times have I some time to think about Kodesh Baruch? I had mikuach with a bochum not long ago. Since then, it's a bochum against. I'm broken heart. See, tiny. At literature, there's no musing of davening. You don't know something as davening. You're davening, yeah, you say the words. Talk to Hashem. He says, you want to talk to Hashem, go to Breslin. Sometimes a Breslin made up the musing of tefillah. That's how it is today. There's no tefillah made by the literature. He said, what are you talking about? He said, that's how it is. Well, Tommy has to catch with a good book. It's a day of Av. They've moyed. They've meaning him. They've rebellion. I'm missing you. That's the last time you thought about me. Think about me a little bit more. Don't start crying. I'm missing you. As Chaim Elojan said before, you learn. You think a few minutes. What are you about to do now? But Mishabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your Torah, into your davening, into your life. That's today's message. That's the message of today. To try to do things to fix the matzav, it's all over. What can we do? Moyed. Moyed. Min Hashem. We have to make some decisions. Some hard decisions. I'm not a technocrat anymore. Talk to Hashem. Everyone has to know the deal with where he's up to. I can do it once a day, twice a day, two times a day. Before he dies, think a minute, what am I about to do? Talking to Hashem. Talking to Hashem. Before I learn what I'm doing, I'm always seeking Hashem. Get Hashem into the picture. Okay. Yosem et bunek ha'idim, abasuk ha'gan ha'adonayim. Sosu v'simcha imot zibor, teidu v'chol zibor.